talk about this. I mean, yes, I'm glad you're going to Birmingham. I'm glad you see my parents, but... Baby, God. No, I think this is dangerous.
Listen, there's nothing to worry about. I'm the WCW champion, baby. I'm telling you, Eric Bischoff, Jeff Jarrett, I need to teach them a lesson, but you got nothing to worry about because Chris Canyon's going to be there, Diamond Dallas Page, they're going to watch my back. You see?
How do you know they're going to watch your...
What's up,
hey,
Kurt?
Hey, Courtney, we got to do our new love scene right now. How you doing, Dave?
Kurt, yeah. Did you know that David was the WCW World Champion?
World Heavyweight Champ, baby.
Yeah, right. What's so funny?
David, you're not a wrestler!
We are young, we are strong, we're not looking for where we belong, we're not cool, we are free, and we're running with blood on our knees.
We can rule the world on a silver platter, from the wrong to the right line, to the open street.
Are they wondering what we might be? Her trapezoid thermometer taste. All the red tape is mechanical rape of the TV program waste. Data control. control and IBM. Science is mankind's brother, but all I see is draining me on my plastic, fantastic lover.
Well, what can I teach such bright young students? What about human physiology? That's at least something that I know a little bit about. For example, does anybody here know how the eye works?
Do you mean how do we see, or?
Well, what else can the eye do?
The eyes are...
The eyes are the windows of the soul.
Yes. That's right, Mara. I see that you've been reading Proverbs. I was speaking to Robert.
The eyes are the windows of the soul.
Right. All right, if you'd rather talk about philosophy instead of physiology, let's talk about the soul.
Alan, sorry. Can you come to my office for a minute, please?
Yes, I'll be right there. All right, children, while I'm away for just a moment, why don't you each take out a volume of the encyclopedia? And try to learn a little something about our culture.
Thank you. gotta go north to rush his own. North to Alaska, go north to rush his own. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, we go north, the rush is on. Way up north, to Alaska, way up north. North to Alaska, we go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, we go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand. Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time. Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Way up north, way up north, way up north, way up north.
Well, that music is, that's Jericho's music, isn't it? That means we got this Jericho-Goldberg match coming up here.
The man!
I want to see this.
Well, that shirt got shorter since Thursday on that one of the guy on the left there, didn't
it? You sure that's Matt Dillinger?
Hello, Whiskey!
Yeah, I'm sure this is.
Hello, Whiskey, stay loud!
I think Jericho is not too tight.
Double, carry on!
They still have no idea where to go.
Did he leave a trail of breadcrumbs or maybe arrows on the floor to help him out tonight?
If in fact...
Wrong. They're in the orange room.
If in fact that, he can't find his way this time, it may be for his best interest.
Come on, let's
if in fact this match against Goldberg is for real, it would be in his best interest maybe to get it off and get locked out again. At least he would save himself a beating here.
Wrong way, Jericho. That's what we'll call him.
All right, making their way to the long corridor towards the ring here.
Security in there.
They can't walk too far. Those two guards
let's
blow up.
Go. Here we go. Come on. Not fall for that again. No, get away from those doors.
That's out back. That's right.
Okay. Where's the ring?
This is really sad. This is so sad.
Goldberg, you're mine.
Someone getting by the hand. I know someone
Goldberg,
back by the hand. And lead the poor lost idiot to the ring.
Rock and roll. Hello, Winston! Hello, Winston Salem!
Well, he's walked about 8 miles now. Now he's back with semis.
Tonight, double champion!
Well, now I guess he has an excuse if he loses here.
Whatever,
Mr. Goldberg comes. Chris Jericho, that, I do believe, is the right way now.
That don't mean he'll make it.
No, you're right. That doesn't mean anything. Jericho!
There he comes.
Here he is, around the corner of the big... Jumbotron, if you will, the big video wall.
Jericho, the square thing in the middle of the building. Both of them, those are rings.
He was so outspoken the other night how the world television title that you see around his waist has quite an entrance. Hardly Goldberg
esque. Very bond, but it's over. He was doing exactly like Goldberg. He was going to stand for the pack up with it. His life is falling apart and well documented right before our eyes. And now, only thing that remains, look at that sign. There are Jerichoholics. I thought the IQ in this state was a little bit better than that.
Nine. That's an average?
That's all of them.
All right, stop it now.
And peace.
Gonna make me think like you do. Money. It seems all my life I've been involved with gangs, either running with them or trying to put them away. So I figured I'd come over to Homicide. I thought it was time for something different.
Oh, it's different, all right.
Call for backup.
Teaming up with a Chinese American is good for the department's image.
Side. She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as Cowboy was a late night benediction at the Y'all Come Back Saloon. In a voice soft and trembling, she'd sing her song to Cowboy as a smoky halo circled round her raven head. And all the fallen angels, the pinball playing rounders, stopped the games that they'd been playing for the loser's evening prayer. Faded love and faded memories, how they linger in a mind. Miles and years played the cowboy like an old melody, out of tune and out of time. Every night in the shadows, thinking back on Amarillo, he'd dream of days and ask for faded love, lifting high his glass in honor of the lady and her song. He paid his check and lonely walked that broken cowboy home. She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as Cowboy was a late night benediction at the Y'all Come Back Saloon. She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as Cowboy was a late night benediction. Y'all Come Back Saloon. She played tambourine with a silver jingle, and she must have known the words to at least a million tunes. But the one most requested by the man she knew as Cowboy was a late night benediction at the Y'all Come Back Saloon.
Mr. President, about the Iran-Nicaraguan connection, some may wonder which was worse, your knowing or your not knowing.
Well, all I can say is I didn't know. And, well, we're trying to find out what happened because none of us know.
Well, thank you, Mr. President.
Well, I hope I've answered your questions as best I could, given the very little that I know. Goodbye, and God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
Okay, get back in here. All right, let's get down to business. I'm only going to go through this once, so it's essential that you pay attention. One, Casey.
Yes, sir.
You'll spearhead our new operation to fund the Contras. The C-5As with the tow missiles and grenade launchers will leave for South Africa at 0800 hours. I want you to supervise the loading. Two, Regan.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to resign. But first, you'll make a public statement supporting me, which I wrote myself. It's over there on the word processor. Just key in and press file. The code name is... Oh, all right, I'll do it for you. Now, any questions? Casper.
Hey, Mr. President, you're going so fast. There's still a lot about the Iran-Nicaragua operation. I just don't understand.
And you don't need to understand. I'm the president. Only I need to understand. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
All right. Carlucci, you're new. Here's how we do things. The red countries are the countries we sell arms to. The green countries are the countries where we wash our money. The blue countries are the...
Excuse me, Mr. President, sir?
Yes?
It's your 11:30 photo opportunity, the little girl who sold the most Girl Scout cookies.
Damn! Okay, let's get it over with. Everybody out. Come on, move, move! This is the part of the job I hate.
Well, the Hello, little girl. What's your name?
Lisa Myers.
Well, Lisa, if you're that good a sales lady, maybe I could use you up on Capitol Hill. Well, it was nice meeting you.
Come on, Lisa. Come on.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come on.
Back to work!
Afghanistan needs more money. We've got 65.2 million tucked away in Zurich. Now, if we hold it there for another 30 days at 7.28% interest, that's roughly $400,000.
$397,285.
I know. Don't waste my time. But if we take out only 20 million, we'll lose roughly, let's see, that's...
121,800.
And 16. Thank you so much. Yes.
Mr. President, it's Mr. Karan Hassaf Hassan.
Put him on the speaker.
Rana, do me se boh khalat alim kurdim.
Kariz nasu shari, Allah khara khamara gazi.
Tanay nasu shlo es de marato, do maf metejo.
Oh, bukara kana kaja. Makalana ho, makachani he.
Makachani ho, basakhlem.
Basakhlem. Well, gentlemen, I just concluded a very lucrative deal with the Iraqis.
Mr. President, it just occurred to me. What if something should happen to you? You're the only one who knows what's going on.
And that's the way it's going to stay. To quote Montesquieu, power without knowledge is power lost.
Mr. President.
Yes.
It's Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, damn, now.
He says he's had an appointment with you for 2 months now.
All right, all right. Let's get on with it. Everybody out. Hello, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, hi, Dutch. How are you? Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President. You know, I have the hardest time getting used to that.
Well, we sure had great times back in Hollywood.
Oh, you can say that again, Dutch. We certainly did, yeah.
Well, it was good seeing you, Jimmy.
Well, what are you talking about? I just got here, for crying out loud.
Well, I know, but I have, a meeting.
Well, that's just great. That's just great. I'll just stick around. That's it. I'll just stick around, and it'll be what educational for me. Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, I'm sorry. You can't stay.
Oh, come on, Dutch.
Jimmy, don't make me have to kill you.
Kill me? What do you kill me? What sense, when is it a crime to visit your friend? I mean, what are you going to do? Have your Secret Service boys come in here and just blow me away?
No.
You've changed. You've changed, Dutch. You've really changed.
Oh, Jimmy, please try to understand.
You're crying out loud. You've turned into a real jerk. You know that? You suck.
Please, Jimmy, please. Okay, good. All right. Now, listen. I want to discuss the cover-up. Here's my plan. The NSC Review Board will buy Tower, bribe him, just flat out buy him. Now, we'll dose Muskie with mood-altering drugs. By the time Muskie knows what day it is, the 88 elections will be over. So, if we channel the 72 million through Ivan Boesky, we'll have enough left over for Syria and South Yemen. Now, the next point on the agenda is... Ed, Donald, hello? Well, just me again. Great. Well, I've been doing it this way for 6 years. Why should it change now? 3 a.m. Banks will be opening in Zurich right about now.
Ah, guten Tag, Herr Sportsleiter. Wie geht's, mein Wagen, Logis? Ist es lieber als der Bundesrat?
Thank you.
You should understand me like I understand you. Now, girl, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to break up our happy home. Oh, I don't get so excited when I come home a little late at night, 'cause we only act like children when we argue, fuss, and fight. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, it should be so easy to do. Just get yourself together. Oh, we might as well say goodbye. What good is a love affair?
I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-size bed. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Tell me quick,